for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and 5D Collective. So for the continuation of our channeled guidance, we're going to have a full moon one, as conscious lovers are all about today's lunar eclipse full moon. Okay, so first we're going to start with a lovely poem and or slash stream of consciousness that I wrote quite some time ago and that I shared with you all again yesterday. It was in a video, but also in a lovely little piece of content share on our community on YouTube and in WhatsApp and Telegram, and I still need to go to Instagram, but here it is. Let me count the ways that I love thee in a secure attachment functional adult way. Okay, so let me count the ways is what I'm going to read that I love. The part about being secure attachment functional adults, that's our 5D collective. So we know that love is supporting each other to fly. That love is about lifting each other up when we're down and soaring with you when you're already up, right? Okay, so love is always there and love is ever present because it's unconditionally felt from those who have healthy self-worth. When you are a person who knows how to be yourself, your whole three-year-old heart, you are a human being who is able to have compassion, whether you're monoamory or polyamory. You are happy for your partner and or partners. As you get older, you learn about emotional maturity thanks to being emotionally accountable, emotionally aware. Okay, so you have right and left mode of your brain in the forefront, and you don't project your insecurities, your low self-esteem upon any human being, not partner, not partners, and not friends, family, none of that. Okay, let me count the ways that I love, the smiles you bring to my heart, the silence you fill with awe and splendor, the essence of life and love that you are, the magic that the mere expression of you holds, the embodiment of the infinite and unknown splendors of life that you bring to me each day. I love thee for that which our fusion creates. It is love and life in form, completely conscious of being and awakened in every breath, thought, and action we take, both together and apart. Let me count the ways I love thee, in knowing that together we bring to life that which is deemed impossible to be experienced by a mortal being. The experience of love and life, in its utmost, unlimited, and infinite expression and potential. Okay, so when we, as people, are able to love each other, it is because we're able to accept, respect, and be with each other without having to tell anybody what to be in their life, okay? So you overflow with humanity. Thank you, Sadhguru. Divinity has to descend, integration of the brain, functional adults, flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable. Okay, so depending on what age group you're in, you might be just learning. You might just begin to learn how to harness your energy. But really, you start whenever you begin to say, I'm a person and others are people, like a pacham. So 16 is that last charge state, okay? We always talk about the adaptive child as a teenager because of that. And that's a basic. If people have other aspects that are deeper, they come forth in relationships. But right now, the channel guidance is for those of you who, here's Sadhguru again, as a human being, you have the power to shape your circumstances. When you do it consciously, you can create the life you want. Okay, so my channeled guidance serves the people and supports people who have empowerment in the forefront. You are your own emotional, mental, and physical owner, and you have bilateral integration. So the use of the right brain of yours and your heart, and so the use of nonverbal and knowing implicit bias and not using it and saying, I'm going to project it. So you don't have mannerisms that involve, again, low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive. You're not a person who goes rigid or chaotic, okay? And here's what I'm going to use right now. When you have confidence, healthy self-worth, and that means you are an unconditionally loving human being. You have flaws, I have flaws, imperfections, all that. As a teenager, you will already have known how to do this. Actually, by the time you're about 14, those first years of adolescence is when you get to mingle and tingle with your peers. And you go from your first attachment family to the next. So for some, we just stayed with our family and those peers did not become attachment figures. We didn't do alloparenting with those peers in the sense that they were all unreliable. Okay, so remember, childhood trauma leads people to look to the past once they've become their reparenting, their adult. I was made unkind. Patrick Tiahan shares his experience, and the reason they use the word unkind is because of that nervous system and the mannerisms, being a codependent type, okay? So between martyr, superior, and or blamer, the part about being a person who doesn't know how to handle the emotional stuff. So we have nice guy, nice gal. Anyone who's a Cusco or a squirrel from Emperor's New Groove is going to be in a maladaptive, adaptive child response, which is I'm going to make it all about me. I'm already in my past. That's your inner child already. Make it all about me. I'm right and you're wrong, or wrong, right, doesn't matter. But the charge is there and you're in structural dissociation at times. So people who are making it all about them, who are in the relationship in a way that does not allow you to feel free or joyous, you got an insecure person, insecure, non-secure, okay? So those of us who have secure attachment, we're functional adults, means I know I can be me and I don't give a shit about what you say. I won't be unbridled or whatever, apologetically me. I'm just going to say, okay, I don't have to say anything. I know the right silence. So we have a no tolerance for dysfunction in general. And this is where some people will think of that as cold or selfish or protective. But when you are able to instead say what you think in the presence of anyone who's projecting to you their low self-esteem, you are being a pacha. Okay, so Patrick Tiahan shares it way differently for his childhood trauma survivor group, his community. So he talks about going through changes. Some of us don't change because we didn't have an unhealthy inner world. It means you respect me, I respect you. I accept you, you accept me. I love you, you love me. And the part about having a confident ego is I don't need your approval. I didn't ask for it. We're going to be in each other's lives as we are and keep growing. The ability to be aware of not necessarily wanting to engage in what is going to be behavior. Okay, so I'm going to use an example because I don't want to read what he shares. His stuff is for people who have childhood trauma. You can go there. Just remember that when you are a person who has healthy self-worth, you don't engage with dysfunction and dysregulated individuals. So Cuscos that come around, they're going to have certain manners. You don't engage with the same manners because you don't have that way. You have pacha. Life happens from within. How conscious you are of that decides the quality of your body, mind, and experience of life, Sadhguru. When you are in a somatic empath body, that's the 5D again, we learn how to handle people's quote-unquote bullshit. And it's not bullshit, but then again, it is bullshit. So let me get to our topic. Okay. Conscious lovers. So I'm going to focus on relationships for now. We're going to look at oversoul, overall, friendships, family, all of it. From the teenage year to the adult. The teenage, you begin voicing what you are not going to compromise. Once you get to become your adult version, neutrality and duality, you're completely using a flexible body, a soft body. So you can talk about all emotions that arise. You are good with those emotions. You're good with your inner self and you're good with people. You get more curious, open, accepting, and loving. And so when you have people who are Cuscos, let's move into adulthood. Okay, so teenage version will not even bother addressing it. I'm talking right now about a whole three-year-old heart. Nobody needs reparenting here. Let me be clear. Okay, that's what I get to bring to you. So you might be here at this point. You might not. You can gauge that in once I get to using maybe another example. But right now we're talking whole three-year-old heart. No trauma charges, nothing lingering. I'm 44. I'm giving you the 16 version. I will see if I get to remember the middle of it. And then this, okay, which I've been here since at least, if I'm going to say about 2 years for sure, if not three, but two for sure because of certain things that I was able to experience that allow you to remember at least this data point. Okay, 16. If someone was a person who had low self-esteem, they were not in my friend circle. I decided based on the fact that I want to know who you are. It seemed everybody was hiding who they were and making up some shit about them not having an ego self. I just figured, okay, I know exactly how I'm going to gauge it. It's going to be based on my gut and based on what I see from you. And if you're going to be somebody who actually twists things, you're out. Anyone who would twist shit, they were out. They didn't get told anything. They were just out. Because that's a teenager who's a blamer, and they're squirrels from Cusco land. So they're attach, cry, collapse, submit, please, appease. Yeah, that's safety behavior. That's actual person in their safety behavior nervous system. I've met them. So the please appeasers are the ones who come out of the woodworks eventually. Those ones, whenever it's happened, I get more upset inside about, because I think, wow, I was invested authentically and genuinely in a relationship that is not a relationship, because you did not show any of who you were, because you were hiding yourself the entire time. You've come out of the woodwork, because see, when you get in your dysfunction, dysregulated, you get upset, and finally it shows. Now I know who you are, because you're still your inner child without a grown-up in the room. So now I get to hear your actual opinion. I get to hear what you're made of. While what you're doing when you're presenting to me the facade is just being a formal human being, but your inner world is still full of charges that you have no aware. No, you can be aware of them. You just leave them as they are. So it's just whenever they get out there. Okay, so a person who is authentic and genuine doesn't like to spend time with people who are liars, because that's what it feels like. You've been lying to me this entire time. You have deeper shit going on, and therefore you are not who you made yourself. You wore a mask, and actually many masks, and now I know the authentic self of you, which is a broken-hearted three-year-old who has shame, blame, fault, and revenge. Your low self-esteem, passive-aggressive, indirect communication, and your mannerisms completely show to me what Cusco squirrel or da-da-da. Okay, so here's where a blamer, and the blamers become victims who turn into squirrels. They're the ones who, I'm the victim of everyone and everything. Then we got the martyr superiors. I know everything. Or, why is it always me? Always me, always me. And then you got them becoming also squirrels. So anytime somebody's become a squirrel, I've been like, okay, whatever. Okay, so as a teenager, I legit had none of this, because I have my boyfriend, or had my boyfriend. I had my friends. My group was small. We stayed good. That's it. As I got to college, I got to expand my group. Then I grew up a little bit more. I got more groups. Okay, so it was once I was in my mid-20s that I started to have other types of relationships. And in that case, I got to handle with emotional maturity those who have and have had the blamer, I'm a martyr, or I'm superior, those two, I'm a victim of everyone, okay? So the squirrel attitude, when it comes up, yes, again, the Pacha will not lecture a Cusco. There will be a pause, there will be a readdressing, and then there will be words that come out of depends, but it will not be negotiation. It will be, okay, I see, thank you, very clear, got it. And you literally won't know anything. No, none of the adaptive children even notice what's going on, because they don't have their right brain online. They're offline. The child part of a human being is the past of you. This is actually something, again, people don't know until they're like, wait a minute, I should really calm down. Because otherwise, I'm not focusing on what this person's telling me. When you care about the interaction at hand, you're going to notice yourself. Because you're going to notice that you're not able to be listening to people the way you want. That's what gets you to become the adult you. Again, I learned this easily because of being in college. Because I want to listen and hear people. Because I don't personally feel that whatever comes out of your mouth means shit to me. Meaning, you talk to me. I'm hearing you. It doesn't affect the core of me. That's the part of when your energy body stays whole, piece of Purusha Prakriti. So your three-year-old doesn't go through any transformation, because you're going to know the essence of you. And it's not in anything else than the essence. Use your name. We don't need Elsa's, Frozen 2. My name's Maria. I'm Maria. Okay? Your personality comes with the temperament. Your attachment category matters. Obviously, all that comes with you matters. But you will have the awareness of the three-year-old of you. I know my three-year-old. She's beautiful. She's a grown up, but she can be a pain in the ass too. It's just, but see, this is the part. When you understand that teenagers don't like confident people, you start saying, okay, I guess I shouldn't say that I'm beautiful, but I do. I find myself sweet and beautiful, and I love playing. I love to build a snowman. Okay, this is because I got to be held with equanimity. I got to be told, you're beautiful just the way you are. Go play, be yourself. When I would go crying because somebody didn't want to play with me. So this is that part. But your embodied brain makes a difference. So your attachment category plus your drivers make a difference for you, all of you tuning in here, okay? But long story short, it's easy to love for those who stay their wholeness. And then once we've reparented, okay? So once you've reparented for you, it looks like this. You've learned, I'm not in trouble. I don't need to make you feel better. It's not my fault, but this is emotional. So the words count, but I'm talking to your inner child heart. I don't have to fix you. You're not my problem. I'm not a problem. You are not a problem. Nobody needs to weigh me down. I don't weigh you down. All of the words people use when they're not their whole adult is seriously, they don't have any fun. What they have is the, where are you, Sadhguru? Because he has a great quote on this. Love, he says, is freedom and joy. Attachment is bondage and misery. If you have friends that want to tell you how to live your life, that's called bondage to an independent human being. And if you're going to whine to me, I ain't going to do shit about it. I'm going to tell you, I don't. That's the thing. You don't actually. There's so many stories you don't know, my lovely listeners, where I've addressed people and I've not cared two shits what they have to say because I ain't you. I don't have to live life your way. I'm not actually affecting your life in any way, shape, or form. You're literally projecting some shit that went down in your brain and you would want me to take care of it. You want me to know how to read your mind. Yeah, no, that's not happening. I don't read your mind. I use my mouth. Use your mouth. Let me know, but talk to me. Don't be a baby about it. So the adaptive child is always a baby to those of us who learned how not to be a whiner about things, but to say everything that's on our mind all the time because we didn't get frightened. Three-year-olds, they're annoying. I'm just saying. But it's beautiful when you have people who have the same healthy self-worth because that's when you get into your best of friendships. I got people out there. They're amazing. None of us need to be walking on no fucking eggshells. You better bet that we're not like, oh my God, you said that word. How dare you? If somebody's having a shitty day and let's say they got a mood, they will know that they got a mood. They're gonna be like, look, I'm not in the mood today. Or even if not, maybe they snap. They're like, you know what? I'm so sorry. You know, I'm in my mood. Or I could say, hey, you know what? You're in your mood today. I'm going to leave you alone and stuff like that. So you get to speak each other's language. Nobody's concerned. In time, those people who stuck around that I did handle in certain ways when their projection came about, at least with me, they don't do any of that stuff. Okay, but basically it goes something along the lines of, well, I know that you don't do things on purpose, but you really should know that this is how things work. I've gotten this from women and men. And in all cases, I will do my best to keep all of this in mind right now. And what I know I have in front of me is an individual who doesn't have any emotional accountability, maturity, or desire to become independent, and that they are going to continue to do this. That's it. So we have a oversoul made of Diego's ice age, right? Diego, Manny, Sid. So you got squirrels, you got Cuscos. No one's going to go around saying, hey, guess what? Your attachment style is bondage and misery. That's because these are the people that we grow with, but we don't share our entire lives with. Okay, so now let's move to, yes, conscious lovers. And I'm talking right now romance. Now, here's the thing. If you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. When you are self-empowered and you're a human being who knows exactly what it means, nobody can replace you. Now, granted, I'm polyamorous, so I know compersion like the back of my hand. I'm also confident and I have love, always have, continue to. So for me, what I speak to you all is very easy. In fact, nothing's been hard. Emotional, I have deep emotions, but what I know always as a divine feminine of my own oversoul and as my own divine masculine is that family is a playground. And so on a safari ride, you will go through many, many things. And I'm very happy to be here for you all, my lovely 5D mystics, because the 4D, they just don't have you do anything beautiful with your oversoul. Not even a little bit. They're all envious, jealous, little spiteful squirrels who have low self-esteem. And I will share the divine feminines to me as a divine feminine. Well, I will not speak because I know that I'm not supposed to. Thank you, Shiva and Kali and Krishna Lila, but my brain is working right now. As for the divine masculines, I will also keep my silence and I will go to our message for you all. So we don't need to balance anything. The 5D Collective is very aware of emotional beauty without the need of astrology, by the way, just the human stuff, because you're looking, you're waking up, you're like, wow, I got to wake up this morning. I had this dream, that dream, and I got to feel these ascension energies or those. So for my mystics out there, it's a buttload of energies. I'm just saying I had like the most wildest dreams last night. And I was like, okay, I woke up and I had to recalibrate. It's been a while since I've had to recalibrate like this. And I know it's a lot going on for you all. So here's the Sadhguru. Inclusiveness is a more intelligent way to exist because that is how the whole existence is functioning. Thank you, Sadhguru. It's in our humanity, but it's also the infinity and beyond. So when we talk about our 5D relationships, let me get to the relationships. Compersion means you're happy for the people you love, whether, again, you have one human being that is going to be your forever, or if you have more than one human being that are part of your forever. And really what is no difference, because for polyamory, it's different for every person. And we don't all have relationship hierarchy. No, some of us have non-hierarchical because it's bullshit to put anyone on a pedestal. Yeah. And it's relationship anarchy because you're wanting to say to someone, I need to make sure you know what place. You're not a playlist of songs. People who need to be compared to other people have low self-esteem. The minute you know that you are you, I think Sadhguru, we have another quote where he says something about if you don't compare yourself to anyone, then you will live, I forget. Let me see if I can find it because he has many quotes. Here, if you live without comparing yourself with anyone, you shall always be rich within yourself. Now, the trauma experts explain why this is challenging for those who will have had heartbreak 3-year-old. I didn't have heartbreak 3-year-old and I have a twin. I don't compare myself. I'm always different than my twin and my twin's different than me and we're both equally loved, although my younger sister and I and my twin knows, we'll tease, we'll say who we know is the favorite. Okay, I'm just saying, but we'll tease about it. Nobody's actually inside like, oh, my mother doesn't love me. No, we also are smart enough as grown-ups to know that every person within the household will have a different way to interact with each other because of character and personality stuff. That's normal. Normal, N-O-R-M-A-L, which we can't say anymore because people will get upset. There are aspects that are normal in the sense of if you find yourself on all people level out plane, you're going to be okay with the word. And you're going to be like, this is the norm to be, but yes, for secure attachment people. So for secure attachment people, it's the norm to laugh about when we're teasing each other. And none of us are teenagers who are harboring any type of not secure emotion of I have on my finger, one day I'm going to take some type of, you know, spite or whatever, revenge or something like that. None of us do that. That's not a hurt. We're like Ice Age, Sid, Diego, Manny, with Cusco and Pachas in the house. And squirrels, the squirrels, they tend to hang out with Yzma and Kronk. You know, they all do. Yeah, that's another group. Okay, back to us. So conscious lovers, people who tell each other what friends to go out with, what friends to see, what friends not to see, how to use your time, how not to use your time. Basically, anybody who's dictating to you how you live your life and you're allowing that to be, yeah, that's definitely a bondage and I would say misery for me. But for some people, they have a world that revolves around only one human being. And there you go. And that's where we have the human suffering love group. They want to have one human being and Maybe some have their little pedestals, which is unfortunate. When I heard that there's polyamory couples that actually have each other create a hierarchy, I was like, that is a toxic, I'm going to use the word now, toxic codependent type people. They all need Patrick Tiahan. That way they can reparent themselves and get out of that one. Or I'm going to give them Patrick Tiahan and Terry Real, go in there. They can't even believe that a person would do that to another human being. That is in their, what, you love them? Really? You love them and you're going to say, I'm going to put you in a ranking? I'm going to say you don't know how to be in healthy self-worth yet. You're a non-differentiated self. So your herd is one that actually doesn't joke with Sid in the way of, we're teasing you, but we love you to death. And we will never want to be a herd without you. No, you're an actual herd who means it. So you mean to tease Sid because you have low self-esteem. So you're actually getting, what is it called? A joy out of teasing a human being. And it's not conscious. It's in your belly. Okay, so here's where lovely therapist. Let me use Ruth Lanius, one of her clients. One of her clients had envy for her own grandson as she watched her grandson be embraced and loved by her own daughter. And she went into therapy feeling guilty, because that's what shame comes up as. You also feel guilty because you're like, wow, I have envy of my own grandson. This is not normal. Okay, so the good therapist like Ruth Lanius will tell a person that is their client, because what is going on, the envy and jealousy and the upset inside, is the child part of that grandma. Doesn't matter that she's 80, she can be 100. If she hasn't resolved that she didn't get that sense of safety when she was a child, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year old, her body is watching another infant getting that, and her body is reminded of what she didn't get. And this is what people who don't have attachment trauma-informed courses don't know. They don't understand when someone says compassion, to help people find self-compassion, to help people find that inner love. They don't understand the words because they didn't do the course material, because they don't believe. I mean, there's people who have courses or material on the illusion of goodness. This is fucked up. And that's because they don't know how to use their words. They're trying to create a concept. It's a bad concept to say illusion of goodness, because you're actually putting in the front of goodness that it is not something that exists, versus using a different wording that could probably be way better, attract a better crowd, and make a more meaningful message to what probably is full of data points. Because the person, by the way, that used this cover letter or whatever it is they used, is a person who's pretty smart. I got a lot of shit to share, like anyone else, but their shit to me makes a bad impact, because they're using, like, they, and, you know, again, this is where they have their ideas and everybody else has theirs, but I say they could expand their visibility. They could be a person who made a difference, more of a difference. What they present, especially since as an online marketer, I know that people don't click on shit. So they're just going to see that, and then they're going to see the tagline, and they're going to go around saying, nope, there's no goodness, it's an illusion, because I saw my Peter Pan out there who was saying it, and you didn't even watch what they were talking about. Okay, so that's for the ignorant people, but let's move back towards our conscious lovers and the individuals who, as I was saying, Ruth Lanius told this grandma, you know, if you think about it, this is something you didn't have as a child. And it's okay, and we can work on it, because behavior doesn't need a pathology. That feeling is part of the quote-unquote behavior, but it's to be understood. The minute the grandma understood it, the minute she can process it, now she tends to, in a therapy session, she can do it on her own by saying or knowing, oh, I have this emotion, because envy, jealousy, and spite are part of our mammalian heritage, for when we will feel that our one-year-old is going to get cut out and our three-year-old isn't worthy. And that's, again, implicit memory, because the first 3 years of your life, it's implicit. Then you build explicit. Okay, so it's not, and no emotion is a bad emotion. No emotion is necessarily needing to be seen as good. This is the part and the beauty of using neutrality and duality, understanding that all of our emotions have a place in our mammalian heritage. That's something. And what I just shared with you as a story, I have a person that once said, I do spiteful things when someone and or people are happy and I'm not. And I said, well, now that you know, you can disengage from it. No, it's too hard. The part about it's too hard is that they didn't allow themselves to sit. Okay, I feel guilty when I know I'm doing this, because I feel shame, because technically I am trying to emotionally get under another person's skin while I'm upset. I know where it's coming from. I know how it works. The part of understanding the brain and the psych education, which I have shared with people, by the way, they don't take it and understand, oh, okay, that makes sense. No, they want the word and the consistent human suffering love narrative. So this is where they continue to be in their Cusco land. When you say it's too hard to work with a feeling, no, it's not too hard. You are choosing to not be aware. And by the way, what it is that you can do and you want to do if you're going to rework anything is, what can I substitute next time around? What can I, there's creative ways, and I'm not meaning to give you exercises right now. So I'm going to disengage from that. Long story short, you work with the sensation and the thought. You disengage from the storytelling. You say, I want to break the habit because it's not a habit I want to have. I choose to work with this. I know that it's from my suffering that I'm trying to get under a person's skin. So I'm going to, one, stop doing it. And I will see to test what works for me as I move forward. And then, though, understanding that it's not a bad thing to have, that it's a part of self, lack of love. So do I love myself? Do I feel happy? And reverting all of that attention from the external to you, and how are my days spent? Let me look to do things that have me feeling good. And working with it is not a hard deal, but being able to understand, if it is hard, that there's therapists out there that can help. The attachment category is what the situation is here, because we have a no secure attachment. Okay, so people who have insecurities, they won't get over them unless they're the ones who say, I want to gain secure attachment. My wanting to do low self-esteem shit with envy, with jealousy, with all, is something indicative of my own inner child. I can tend to it versus project it. And I want to, because my behavior matters to me, because I want to be a member of my herd, and I don't change if I'm a Sid or a Diego or a Manny. No, I will become a version of my own actual self, because when you get into that relationship with the pure Purusha Prakriti of you, like I said, we all know the essence of our three-year-old, which is love and joy, but you have personality. And so you'll meet grown-ups who have their three-year-old, and it's beautiful because They're each a different picture, a different paint. They're each a part of our rainbow, my lovely listeners. So that's just, you feel them all of the energetic imprints that they are. And then you feel bad for the ones who are crying in the corner or mad in the corner. And that's something, though, that we're going to leave alone for now. Okay, so in your relationships, if you have human beings who are telling you who you can see as friends, where you can go on vacation, what you can't do, what you can do, if you are afraid, what you do because the person's insecurities, their emotions to be triggered, well, that is clearly a not person who is expanding. So have them go to good therapy, and you go with them if you want, but go to someone like Terry Real. But then again, realize what you are in. So this is where, to me, I know that all relationships can work out because it's a matter of commitment. If you shake a hand like a pacha, like my teenage boyfriend, if he had not broken up with me, I would not have broken up with him, because I can love, accept, and respect a human being just the way they are, because I love and accept and respect myself. So I did not change any of who I am, and I did not expect them to change, and the cheating was not a big deal. In fact, again, had we stuck it through, I probably said, hey, let's do open relationship, because apparently this is the best way for us. It's okay, we don't have to. It's okay, meaning I would not have cared, because no one can replace me. It's mathematical. This is what healthy self-worth means. It means, go find however many you want. My name's Maria. I got one body here. Well, no, I got a twin, and that's the thing. She's got a different name. When you have the acceptance of you and the purity of you don't need to do an Elsa journey to know I'm beautiful even if I'm a cockroach. It's because your 0-1-year-old and 3-year-old don't feel that they need to prove that they are here and going to help the herd. We're no longer living with the lions and bears and tigers. And that is why our love is free and joyful. We have no attachment because that bondage that existed for our ancestors is no longer valid in 2024. Okay, so the conscious lovers that are going to be in 5D relationships are people who don't have insecurities with each other. They talk about everything and they are all inclusive and they allow polyamory and monoamory can be a couple. Monoamory, right? Polyamory. So this is not an issue. My lovely mystics, you will meet people who they will take you very seriously. Like you will meet people who will call you an evil bitch and an evil witch. And others who will, who knows what they'll say behind your back. It's okay. It doesn't matter. We're all our lovely spiritual process. And that's where, especially if you have access to all of those 8 senses. So once you move beyond the 5 senses, right? We have our lovely Sadhguru. If your perception moves beyond your 5 senses, you're spiritual. But everyone is a spirituality process. But not everybody has access to beyond the 5 senses. So I'm going to use stories again. When love is free, it's always expanding. There's no sagas. As you move through your soulmates and your twin flames, you expand to become more loving than you were yesterday. Every one of the emotional depths of exploration that you will have had from the depth of the ocean, I know I got to go through my limbic system as I got older. I was working with it as a young 20-year-old, noticing my deep ocean dives on one end and another end as I created the inner growth mindset. Once I finished the course material, I was in neutrality. I was like, oh, that's good. Now that I'm in neutrality, I can teach it better. So I recognize being finally in that consistent prefrontal cortex locked in and loaded. Okay, so we all have a process to get to that integration of the brain that leads with a restorative embodied self. Okay, that journey is unique to you. You might have had a spiritual and or kundalini awakening and or one or the other. It doesn't matter because you have those child parts that are always unfolding. So you are always expanding consciousness potential. Take your emotions, take your thoughts, and being able to use the left and right mode, all hands on deck with the inner growth mindset. That's what I share with you. Daniel Siegel has a beautiful wheel of awareness that I need to memorize, but those are exercises that are part of one-to-one mentorship or our group mentorship once I get the masterclass, okay? So, storytelling time. The lunar eclipse with this full moon is allowing you to know all that you can be as your whole three-year-old heart. As a person who has healthy self-worth, you know that you are deserving of love. All people are deserving of love. Love is free and not anything but lovely conversations. When you meet functional adults, you can ask them a gazillion billion questions. They will be able to talk about everything, all of it. You don't have a Cusco in town, okay? So we're all Pachas at this point, and nobody has jealousy, envy, spite. Nobody has insecurities. If you have anything that comes up, you use your functional adult love language. Say, here's the data point. Here's my emotions. Here's my thoughts, here's my assumptions, whatever it is, here's my behavior, but you're looking to have a conversation. This doesn't mean it's perfect. You could be yelling in somebody's face, but the point is you're not accusing. No shame, no blame, no fault, no revenge, no, it's all about me, no, I am right and they're wrong. It's I'm having a subjective experience in this very moment in time. This is the number one thing as you want to begin any interaction. I'm having a subjective experience, I'm going to present it. And whatever comes back towards you, you don't do. I unkindly respond to you. Nobody is going to be unapologetically rude if you're a Pacha. And I'm talking to Pacha material people. 5, not the other way around. Remember this. Always love. Always respect. The right silence. You choose the right silence. That's actually a very great practice if you don't know yet how to work your energy body. You shut the mouth And then you wait. You don't suppress the emotions. You don't use self-soothing mechanisms. You are consciously wanting to get out of a dysregulated nervous system. I'm being serious because I'm serious about what I share, especially in channeled guidance. You know how to sit in silence with the wanting to be with your heart. It's not about suppression here. It's about I sit and I will process what I'm expanding, because that's what's happening, especially if there's a depth of emotional stuff. Okay, with that being again said, let's get back to storytelling. So your conscious lovers, doesn't matter what age group it began for you, you being a healthy, self-worth, confident human being looks like this. You do not deal with dysfunction dysregulated. No drama at all. You simply put, say what it is on your mind, and you have no negotiation going on. There's when we have the ability to accept compromises, and we have all done that. I know I've done that. One relationship, I compromised. I knew, okay, what you're doing here. And that was it. It was a 1 year, my shortest lived relationship. And that's exactly why it was short lived. And what was it? 19. Yeah, 19 years of age, if I remember correctly, until 20. Okay. The people that I met following those years as I grew up, and the scenario was this. So as I was saying, a conscious lover is not somebody who controls, is insecure, and that you need to be careful about anything you do. You're not living in a glass. There, if they are glass and you need to consistently be careful, that's not love. You're living something that is, let me try and baby you, is something that you're not going to achieve, because it's their responsibility to work on their ability to be joyous. We're all grown up. So your emotional plane, conscious lovers to me means you're having a good time always, not just sometimes. So glasses are no one. Anger is no one. We're wanting to engage in our flawed and imperfect personality types and have a really nice, engagement, passionate, you name it. But it's going to be where we're talking. Okay, these people that I was around, they were all couples that basically told each other who they could be friends with. The girls couldn't be friends with boys. The boys couldn't be friends with girls. They had to ask each other for permission to go on vacation. They always did everything together. And if they didn't, then one couple who was more patriarchal in the toxic way, the man could do everything, the woman would be at home. In other cases, we'd have, the opposite. The woman would do everything and the man was subject to. And then in all of these cases, that's not what a relationship is. That's actually not even close. Okay, friendships, same thing goes. I've had friends that are like tried in the past to tell me how to use my mouth, who to be around, who not to be around. They all got the same answer. That's not how I do friendship. They wanted time. I don't do time this way. Okay, when you know what you know about you, this is how my day is going to go. You can like it. You don't have to. Conscious lovers don't keep each other small. That's not what a lover is. Conscious lovers are only when you are a secure attachment functional adult, because like the ideal parenting style, they will be a safe haven, secure base for you. They will teach you and you will learn as a mammal how to regulate your nervous system into your soothe system and then to go off into the world and explore and deal with the unknowns, unexpected, unwanted, because it's part of life. That's what life always is. So all three-year-old whole hearts know the world doesn't revolve around us. The world isn't perfect. None of us are, nor are people. But like Pacha tells Cusco, everyone has a heart. And like Jesus shares, he shares a lot of love. And I don't want to use so much of what those quotes are, because they have a different, context for some people. But Jesus walked with all the people. He was with in the cities with the people. And I still think of all these human beings who they judge a book by its cover. Okay, so I have friends of all walks of life. You all know this. My being polyamory, being a 5D mystic, and the enlightenment, so age group, which I talk about. I don't care who it is. I talk about my future husband. I talk about my oversoul. I don't talk about my twin flames, because people have taken that in ways that is completely disrespectful to me and my relationships as they've done to my other relationships, as anyone who will ever think anything negative of any of my relationships because they want to think things that are not true. So when you are appreciative because you have gratitude and you emotionally, mentally, and physically understand what I bring to you as a channeler, what I bring to you as a person who does know this relationship, again, it is not magic. And it does not need the word that I got taught as a kid, but I got taught that word. I got taught about what faith is. And today we can use the word space and consciousness, which, yes, it creates a very different feeling. However, spirituality and science, they come together for a reason. And it is because of a lot of things that are not important at this time to discuss. One, there's a distortion of the word divinity. There's a distortion of the word God. There continues to be distortions of a lot of those concepts that are within the spirituality plane because of insecure human beings who are in spaces of just knowing how to wield their words, okay? And there's so many of them that are Peter Pans with Wendy's. You just, long story short, though, science helps to bring forth our lovely humanity. Thank you, Daniel Siegel, for existing, Sadhguru. If you overflow with humanity, divinity has to descend. Thank you, academics, for looking into the hard, quote-unquote, problem of consciousness. So neuroscientist Patrick McNamara and all these other neuroscientists who talk about when we are in a flow state, our brain goes into selflessness, effortlessness, timelessness, and richness, or excuse me, selflessness, timelessness, then effortlessness. That's the order. And then richness, because that effortlessness is when there's fear that comes up, but if you stay grounded because you're able to be in your prefrontal cortex and you're locked in and loaded, this restorative embodied self, like any one of us who's already here, raise your hand, I am here. You don't get afraid. You know it's okay. It's going to pass. It's okay. It's going to pass. And thank you, Mother. That's you being your own safe haven. Some of us got the opportunity, which is why we don't disengage from. There is no rodeo of mine to get to the end of Elsa's journey. I already know what I'm here to do. I get to be myself, whole three-year-old art. Don't be telling me what to do. Three-year-olds don't like that. And the ones of us who learned how to love, accept, and respect because we were taught you don't need to be the mother of anyone, nurture anyone, mind your own business, do your own thing. We learned really well how to do our own thing. That's why we'll stare at you as we're thinking. If you can't say something nice, say nothing. Take a bit of good advice and then you're just like, okay, I'm going to silence it all because if I vibe one tweet, they're going to notice. I'm just going to sit here and wait till they let me be gone. Can I go now? Okay, so love is not this. Love as grown-ups is where we get to chit-chat. But as you learn the right silence, it's because you understand subjective experiences. I get to bring to you when people are in their biological rudeness, they don't know that they're in an inner child. But like Patrick Tihan says, hurt people who hurt people, people who are quote unquote assholes, people who do a lot of things in low self-esteem and direct communication, they could be learning about good therapy and get their inner child. Yep, they could. So when I see right now in 2024, but even when I saw in my 20s, these people telling each other what to do with life, I was like, excuse me, what are you doing? I was in a group and I said, huh, so you ask permission to go on vacation. I don't do that with my mother anymore. I thought you'd become adults. That doesn't work like that with you as couples? Okay. Long story short, my lovely listeners, I hope that you are better equipped to not be in relationships that tell you how to live life because your relationships are gonna be fun, especially if you're sharing life with someone. And it's one thing if they're people who you don't live in a house with or want to live in a house with, but it's another thing if every day you wake up with them and they're checking your phone and they're checking your email and you can't do anything because you're like scared that they're gonna freak out about something or get pissed. There was a couple that I would go out with, always with these friends of mine, this couple, legit. Every time we'd go out, they would fight because someone looked at his girlfriend or his girlfriend, somebody looked at him or his boyfriend, her boyfriend, whatever it was. Then you got the victims, the people who are the squirrels. Yes, they always seem to create some type of disruption. So they blame themselves, the blamers. I'm going to blame myself. I think I'm the cause of their fight. Or another will be, so all these teenagers, mean girls, long story short, those are not the relationships that the 5D is going to bring with them. Those are the relationships for the human suffering love group. For those of you here, you have options. For one, if you know how to love yourself first, you just know the right silence. And then you know how to say, I want to talk. And you know and learn how to say that even better. You continue your safari ride. We build snowmans. We do a lot of things together. And that's why our oversoul expands. Two, if you're a person who needs that secure attachment in a way of I need certain senses of security. Okay, Terry Real for couples, Patrick Tihan for childhood trauma. They're both great. Look them up on YouTube and begin to follow their content and they will support you. I have no shadow of a doubt about it. To get to where you want to be with that, you can obviously, I love that you come, ask questions. And we keep chit-chatting about how to choose love to tap into your infinite higher human consciousness potential. For my 5D mystics, how to be a 5D mystic and not a 4D, not cutting cords, you know, and just having a fun time with our oversoul. And for my enlightenment, potentially soul age group people, how to move completely into your restorative embodied self and functional adulthood, integrated brain. And for functional adults, that's where you are all here for that. You get to be yourself and in loving relationships, have a good time, and let me count the ways that I love thee as a secure attachment functional adult, the 5D way. And for our mystics, yes, with our mystical superhero, no, with our mystical clairs, which make it really fun. I love to do Reiki sessions. I love to do the universal love transmission sessions. Akashic record readings, tarot cards, oracle, and love ascension. It's going to be a very beautiful ride for the 5D collective. We'll talk more about how to keep on being safe havens and secure bases. So a secure attachment figure for you, a pacha, and then for others, because there's plenty of people that will enjoy that you walk with all people of life. What I was going to share about that was I have people in my life that I know behind the scenes. They, who knows what shit they talk about, but it's okay. I've told them, I know I'm your weird friend. Don't worry about that. So if you ever invite me to your wedding, I will try to make sure to not be too weird, which is true. I will try. This is the same people that have that friend that is scared of me. In fact, I think I might say, you know, are you really sure you want to invite me to your wedding? Because you know I'm weird, like not little. Like, where are you going to sit me? Who are you going to put me with? And lo and behold, maybe they'll let me take, can I take a friend with me? That's what I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask them to take a friend with me. And then I'll take one of my mystic men friends. That's going to be fun. I'll keep you posted on that. So that's just a side note. I have a hunch. I have a hunch that my friends are getting ready to do something big. I don't want to be invited, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see if that happens. So see, we have fun. Do we like that people don't know how to expand their brains? No, but do they have to? I mean, the world is beautiful because of the array of rainbows, of colors. Like, seriously, think if we all thought the same. It would be very boring. So if some of us have functional adult love language, one, this is really great because we can be in a room. That's why the 5D brings harmony. That's why the spirituality process, thank you, Sadhguru, brings harmony. There you go. Come on in, Daniel Siegel. The reason we can bring harmony is because even if somebody's in their brokenhearted three-year-old, being a Cusco, a squirrel, a Diego, it don't matter what, we will figure out at time. It's like, ah, that was interesting. So, hey, tell me more. Curious, open, accepting, loving. Tell me more, tell me more. Na-na-na-na-na fight, right, from Greece. And that is really why all people are beautiful for those of us who are here. And confidence, self-empowerment. Healthy self-worth. So our conscious lovers, they can only be people who know you're irreplaceable. And they'll be like, yes, I know that. So there's no hierarchy here because no one can be as awesome as I am. Yep. And then we get to have fun all together because the other people that are just as equally, yes, I'm awesome. So everybody's like, yeah, everyone is awesome, but for real and not like Legos. These are adults. Can you just people, my 5D mystics? A room full of expanding consciousness. Oh my gosh. Whole divine masculines and feminines. That's what we're talking about right now. They are already here. They're here. So imagine you being with a person who's whole. And that is going to make a huge difference. You will know what that is like. I know you will know, because you'll know of all the other types of energies, and they're all very, very not here. And it's consistently an energy body that expands. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. It is a road to say, yes, I want to be emotional, accountable, mature, and I will talk. I will use my words. Not, I don't want to do personal development. I don't want to talk to them. I want to be a bitch about it. I want to go behind their back. How dare you tell me how to be equanimous, Maria? Okay, sir, go and do the, I'm going to beat up Bill tomorrow. Have fun in hypervigilance mode. I'm going to be over here in aliveness when you want to come on over. That's pseudo-aliveness, FYI, but hey, don't take my word for it, please, because I'm a stupid attachment, trauma-informed person who's a 5D mystic woo-woo pseudoscience lady in the Enlightenment Soul Age group. So tune on in for more, my lovely collective. I know we're going to have fun. Have a great full moon and or slash, yes, actually all lunar eclipse.